Daniil said, "Exactly so, Partner Elijah, and we can give our orders in this fashion." He leaned forward slightly and flicked a toggle switch that set a spot of red light to flickering. He said quietly, "You may start now. We are ready." There was a muted whir that faded almost at once, a very slight, very transitory pressing against the back of the seat, and then nothing. Bailey said in surprise, "Are we moving?" Daniil said, "We are. The car does not move on wheels, but glides along a diamagnetic force field. Except for acceleration and deceleration, you will feel nothing." "What about curves?" "The car will bank automatically to compensate. Its level is maintained when traveling up or downhill."
The controls must be complicated," said Bailey dryly.
"Quite automatic. The driver of the vehicle is a robot."
Bailey had about all he wanted on the ground car. He said, "How long will this take?"
"About an hour. Air travel would have been speedier, but I was concerned to keep you enclosed, and the aircraft models available on Solaria do not lend themselves to complete enclosure as does a ground car, such as that in which we are now riding."
Bailey felt annoyed at the other's concern. He felt like a baby in the charge of its nurse. He felt almost as annoyed, oddly enough, at Daniil's sentences. It seemed to him that such needlessly formal sentence structure might easily betray the robotic nature of the creature. For a moment, Bailey stared curiously at R. Daniil Olivaugh. The robot, looking straight ahead, was motionless and unself-conscious under the other's gaze. Daniil's skin texture was perfect. The individual hairs on head and body had been lovingly and intricately manufactured and placed. The muscle movement under the skin was most realistic. No pains, however extravagant, had been spared. Yet Bailey knew, from personal knowledge, that limbs and chest could be split open along invisible seams so that repairs might be made. He knew there was metal and silicone under that realistic skin. He knew a positronic brain, most advanced but only positronic, nestled in the hollow of the skull. He knew that Daniil's thoughts were only short-lived positronic currents, flowing along paths rigidly designed and foreordained by the manufacturer. But what were the signs that would give that away to the expert eye that had no foreknowledge? The trifling unnaturalness of Daniil's manner of speech? The unemotional gravity that rested so steadily upon him? The very perfection of his humanity? But he was wasting time. Bailey said, "Let's get on with it, Daniil. I suppose that before arriving here you were briefed on matters Solarian?"
"I was, Partner Elijah."
"Good. That's more than they did for me. How large is the world?"
"Its diameter is 9,500 miles. It is the outermost of three planets and the only inhabited one. In climate and atmosphere it resembles Earth. Its percentage of fertile land is higher, its useful mineral content lower, but of course less exploited. The world is self-supporting and can, with the aid of its robot exports, maintain a high standard of living."
Bailey said,